The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Logan from Puyallup is. Logan, are you there?
I am present.
Good. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Logan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Betcha can't eat just one is a famous slogan from which chip company?
Chips Ahoy?
No.
Oreos?
No.
Pass.
Oh, no. The Minnesota Vikings colors are white, gold, and what?
Purple.
Correct. Which dwarf from Snow White mixes up his words?
Pass.
What song brought Lil Nas X to fame?
Frick, what is it? Take my horse. Old Town Road?
Correct. What mythical bird is known for rising from its ashes?
Phoenix.
Yes. What is considered Quentin Tarantino's most popular film?
Pulp Fiction.
Yes. John F. Kennedy was assassinated in what Texas city?
Austin?
No.
Houston?
No.
I have no clue. Pass.
What was the first soft drink in space?
Coke.
Correct. In The Sixth Sense, what can the young boy see?
Dead people.
Correct. Logan, you ended up getting 6 correct, which I'm not going to lie is better than I thought you were going to do.
You finished strong.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, let you hear all that. And all that love oozing from Sarah.
Well, and to be fair, I do think you probably... I think so. But, you know, we'll see if you get it when I say it again. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Betcha can't just eat one is... the famous slogan for which chip company?
Pringles.
No.
Oh. Lay's.
There we go. Yes. The Minnesota Vikings colors are white, gold, and what?
Purple.
Yes. Which dwarf from Snow White mixes up his words?
Dopey?
No.
Dyslexy?
No.
Jumbly?
No.
I don't know.
What song brought Lil Nas X to fame?
Oh. Old Town Road.
Correct. What mythical bird is known for rising from its ashes?
I have a tattooed on me. A phoenix.
Yes. What is considered Quentin Tarantino's most popular film?
It's got to be Pulp Fiction.
Sure is. Mm-hmm. John F. Kennedy was assassinated in what Texas city?
Dallas.
Yes. What was the first soft drink in space?
I'm going to go with Fanta.
No. Fanta.
Coke.
Correct. In The Sixth Sense, what can the young boy see?
Dead people.
Skittles first came out in what decade?
80s.
Correct. Steve. Oh, no, you're not correct. Sorry. No, not 70. Not.
70s?
There we go. Yeah.
Oh, my. What is with our quiz master, you guys?
You know, I was just so happy that because it was just all a struggle.
Just throwing out points.
I mean, it really doesn't matter. And
when you said it with such pride, like you're like, you got it. And, I was like, and that made me feel good for a second.
And then I was like, wait a second,
you're stupid.
But I just really wanted you to get 9 correct because you would have won 6-9.
Nice.
Sorry, Logan. He was naming a lot of cookie companies for the chip question.
Oh.
That's why I think he heard me wrong.
Like chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
A little derailed there.
Yeah, he said Austin and Houston, but he just couldn't think of the other really big city in Texas. So he didn't guess Dallas. And then one you both did not get correct, which dwarf is from Snow White mixes up his words?
I can't.
Danny and I are looking at each other.
It's the leader.
Doc?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I think you made that up.
I Google it, okay? And you still won, Steve. Congrats.
Yes.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th, and we will be at Showbox Soto with everything performed live from the stage. The sound effects, the barbershop quartet, the voice actors. We're going to be there. The men's room's going to be there. Ryan Castle's going to be there.
It's always a blast. And I just love the fact that we're doing it at night. so we can just hang out and have a great time with everybody.
A lot of special guests planned, and you can get your tickets right now at KISW.com. You guys are familiar with the show Hot Ones, yes?
Oh, yeah. We go get interviewed, eat some hot chicken wings, and the fun part is watching people as they continue to raise the level of the heat and seeing some of the celebrities struggle to answer questions.
How do you feel about them using cartoon characters as guests on the show?
Hate it.
You do? Okay.
It's not real.
Okay, well, one iconic cartoon character was just on it.
They can't really eat wings.
No, this was really great, okay? You're going to hear how it went after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Hey, I will.
The Daily Mix Show.
Another one of those anniversaries guaranteed to make you feel old. Family Guy is 25.
And I've seen zero episodes of it so far.
Really?
I've seen a lot of clips. I'm not hating on it. I just never gotten around to watching a full episode. I do get a kick out of some of the little clips that people will share on social media or on YouTube or whatever it may be, but never sat down and watched an episode.
It's a very funny show, Steve. Well, the star of the show is, of course, Peter Griffin. And they had Peter Griffin come on the show Hot Ones to do the challenge to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the show. And here is a sample of how it went.
You know, you came in so hot before, I almost forgot to ask. How are you around spicy food?
Fine. I've had every strain of COVID, so I taste nothing.
Okay. Kind of sucked in already. Did you lose your sense of taste when you got...
The most recent time I had it, it was like for a couple of days, my taste buds were kind of weird, but it wasn't extreme.
I remember when my wife and I first got it, she lost her sense of taste and smell, and I don't have much of a sense of smell as it is, but my taste didn't go away. And ever since then, certain things don't taste the same to her.
Oh, weird.
Like green peppers. She used to love green peppers, does not like them anymore.
Interesting.
That's the first time I've heard that one. Now, we don't often talk about relationships here on Hot Ones, but you and Lois are such an iconic couple. What's the secret to a happy and healthy marriage?
You know, you learn to appreciate the little things that you do for each other. Also, I did ayahuasca in Peru and had sex with God, but let's not talk about that.
Oh, right. Is this her dad?
Right? Oh, gosh.
But let's not talk about
that. The medicine is talking to him.
Right. I'm here to celebrate Family Guy's 25th anniversary.
All right. Well, on that note, are you ready to move on to the next sauce?
Yeah, I can see how hot it is from the bottle. It's just a picture of the devil blasting out of a guy's... All right, give me that. Down a hatch.
No! Peter, you're only supposed to put a little extra on the last wing.
Scott, will you excuse me for a second?
It's Sean, actually.
I don't care. I need a moment.
Hello?
Lois, you need to come get me immediately. Sean is very mean.
Okay, what is going on? What are you talking about?
I lied about having COVID to be a big shot, and now I'm in a lot of trouble.
Peter?
I gotta go to the bathroom. Oh, my
God. You know, that one's better than the Donald Duck one they did.
Yes.
I don't know why it bothers me that there's cartoons on this, because I think I like watching people struggle through eating the hot wings and the hot sauce. And I know in a cartoon, it's just a big make 'em up.
Wow, this is coming from a guy that watches wrestling.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music
fan. It's still real to me.
But could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, you'll win tickets to see Jerry Cantrell at the Moore Theater on March 9th. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20. All morning long, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show, or if you've got something on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Daniel in Lakewood wants to defend the guy that just played Hook or Shook.
How?
Well, okay, sometimes S just happens, you know? You get put on the spot, you forget to whistle. It happens, man. It really does.
I didn't forget to whistle.
I know for me, I try not to call in to those kinds of things because I can't remember song names or band names to save my life. If it's
Daniel,
not Linkin Park,
Daniel, hold on. Hold on, Daniel.
Yeah?
I understand that, and that's why we have zero integrity when we play the game, and we will do everything in our power. That's part of the fun of the game is, like, we're trying... Sometimes we're going over some really tough tasks to be able to come up with a hint to be able to make it work. And that's the fun of the game is, like, okay, how much can we just hand over the hints to this person? And I think we did a pretty good job of giving him everything possible except for the word them in Alice in Chains' Them Bones.
I mean, to be fair, I couldn't have guessed it. And yet we both just rolled nat ones today. So it happens.
And he was playing for tickets to see Jerry Cantrell, who is the singer, well, he's secondary singer, but the songwriter for Alice in Chains.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed it, here's the moment where he already figured out that it was Alice in Chains. And then it was, how can we get him to get the song, Them Bones?
Alice in Chains?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're one step closer.
And then the song name is two words. The second word is what a skeleton is made up of.
Oh, some kind of bone.
Okay. That's the second word.
Oh, my God. Anyone listening to this is probably, like, ready to kill me.
Oh, I think the majority of people listening right now are very angry with you.
I know. Oh, my God.
Come on, Rob. We got this.
Word of the song.
You're still trying.
There's a... I don't know. That's a tough one to give a clue for.
Rhymes with shmem.
Shmem.
Still didn't work out.
We tried.
Yeah, we love Rob.
We did everything we could do.
Yes.
And he even admitted at the end that we should just take him out to the pasture.
Yes, yeah.
Sometimes you have off days. It's okay. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Someone just texted in, hashtag Halloween. What was your favorite costume or costumes besides the Slipknot kid from the Halloween hullabaloo?
Oh, man.
Now, I got to give a shout out to our friend from OnlyFans, Penelope. Her husband and their friend, they were with... She was the wicked... What the hell?
Red Riding Hood.
Wow. Y'all right there, Steve?
I can't remember.
And I'm looking at Taryn like, can you help me? And she's like, no, I can't. I can't remember. I remember her husband was the wolf.
Yes. And dressed in grandma's clothes.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Sarah didn't even know. Okay.
I'm just realizing that.
Yeah, Little Red Riding Hood, then the wolf. And who was their friend?
I didn't know.
A French maid.
To be honest with
you. I think he was a French maid.
Yeah, I think he's a French maid.
I don't remember that part of the book, but you know what?
You know what I thought was great was the elves. Remember the KISW elves?
The KISW elves were pretty awesome.
They were dressed up like elves, and each one had a different letter, KISW.
Those were pretty cool.
Yes.
Then there was also the breathalyzer guy.
Oh. Blow here.
It was not very appropriate, but it was hilarious.
That was amazing. I was going to suggest all of us try to get a picture. Like
all of us taking the breathalyzer test, which was conveniently placed in his below the hips area.
Yeah, and then I realized maybe I shouldn't suggest taking this picture.
Then we get in big trouble from the big boss.
Yeah.
Right.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics this morning.
Oh, somebody had a big favor to ask because earlier we were, I don't remember why. Why did Sarah make a weird voice?
Oh, because we were trying to see what the alien would sound like. Yeah. The guy that was doing the interview as himself and also the alien.
Oh, yeah. There was a guy that's in the news because he believes that there's an alien that's living in him. So he did an interview both as himself and then he pulled the alien out of him and then did the interview as well.
Yeah.
And Sarah attempted to do an impression of the guy, but somebody was hoping that you could say, I'm Batman and we're here to
in my alien voice?
Yes.
I'm Batman. Yeah, I'm Batman. Yeah.
Okay. Did I do good?
No.
I hope the listener isn't disappointed by that.
And if you missed it, here's the interview.
Well, I'm about to have an interview with an extraterrestrial.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity to allow him to share his message. Shall I let him come through?
Yes. All yes.
Right. Give me just a minute.
I do love the dramatic music that they put in there to get us all ready for the alien.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather say good day to you this day of your time. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Michelle?
Perfect, thank you. Please, by all means, you may proceed however you wish, but allow us to thank you for the co-creation of this opportunity to exchange ideas and information with you.
Guys, what if he really is an alien? Okay, what if there is an alien living inside him and they always were just Irish and we didn't know it?
And their favorite cereal is Lucky Charms?
Yes.
I mean... you can't do this to us because this is how these weird conspiracy things happen. So we're like, you know, I don't believe it, but what if? Wouldn't that be crazy? And next thing you know, you're believing everything that you hear on the internet.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Don't we wish, though, he sounded like my alien?
Do it again. I'm Batman.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm so happy you have me here. It's pretty good. You're working on something special better. Over there.
No, I think I'd rather the Irish guy.
To exchange ideas and information with you.
To exchange ideas and information with you.
I wasn't playing and hoping that you could mimic
that. I like what she's doing with her eyes when she does it, too. It gets really intense over there.
But allow us to thank you for the co-creation of this opportunity.
But allow us to...
No, stop, please.
I don't think I can remember all that. He said a big word.
Are you getting Mexican in there as well?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. The alien's taking over, you guys.
I know this will shock everyone to know that...
Run that by George.
My throat hurts.
I know this will shock everyone to know that the other three members of this show have been giving me a hard time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Us?
And it's, yeah, you guys. And it's all because of Russell Wilson.
Go Hawks.
How so? We will tell you at 9:50.
I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
The Daily Mix Show.
Everyone on this show is giving me a hard time, and it's all because of Russell Wilson.
Go Hawks.
The reason being is that, Migs, you came across a tweet that Russ put out back in July.
So sometimes I'll go on Twitter or X, and I'll just type Seahawks because I just want to see if there's any new news going on. I'm just a weirdo like that. And for some reason, this was one of the first things that showed up, and it was a video of the Russell Wilson jersey, but the vintage version. And he never played with the vintage jersey. I'm like, oh, that's kind of strange. And then I'm like, that's on Russ's actual Twitter page. Like, he shared that, and it's a video of it, of him unboxing the vintage style Seahawks jersey, but it was his name and his number. And I'm like, that's kind of odd because it just happened a few months ago. And, well, he hasn't been on the team for a few years. And then he had this to say about it.
Seahawks, super, super grateful for you guys sending me this. Obviously, there's a lot of amazing memories there. And so you guys sending me this means the world to me. Forever grateful.
I thought that's kind of cool. Like, the team sends them to former players.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were sending to former players that are still in the league, but I was like, that's kind of cool. And then we all started talking about how we all own Russell Wilson jerseys. I think all of us do. At least Dan, you might. Yeah, all four of us. But then you said, oh, I don't own mine anymore. And the reason being is why?
I donated it.
To who?
The Goodwill.
You did?
Yeah. It's time for somebody else to wear it. It ran its course in my closet.
So is it because you're mad that he's no longer on the team?
Well, I was just like, I don't really feel like wearing this anymore. It doesn't really serve me anymore. And
he served you well enough to get you a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. But that was like yesteryear, you know? So I'm living in the now.
Are you one of those people that as soon as the player's not on the team anymore, you can't rock their jersey?
I still have a Matt Hasselbeck jersey, so.
I do too.
Yeah, I just think that when he comes back and retires as a Seahawk, you're going to have that regret.
You know she's going to go to the store and buy a new Russell Wilson jersey.
Yeah, probably Goodwill, and he'll probably still be there.
Yeah. You know what? I'll borrow my husband's because he's got one still.
I don't ever wear mine, though. I give you a hard time. I don't really care, obviously. But, like, I don't ever wear mine because I'm like, oh, he's not on the team anymore. But I was like, I'll never get rid of it because it's got the Super Bowl patch on it. And it was just like, you know, he was a big part of our team.
I have two of them.
You have two Russell Wilsons.
I have the action green one and then this like gray one. Like, I don't even know what my mom bought it for me for Christmas one year. She found it in Albuquerque and it's like a like gray and black one. It's really cool.
Probably at a Goodwill store if that Tyron went to.
Probably.
It could have been.
You
it
also don't been. Have a Jamal Adams t-shirt.
Not anymore, I don't.
Did you donate it?
Yeah, that one went away. That one went away, though, when he was still on the Seahawks, because I was like, he was doing some weird stuff, and I was like, you know.
Was it when he was, like, yelling at reporters?
Yeah.
Was, like, making fun of how attractive their wife or girlfriends are?
Yeah, I was just like, all right, you're done, dude.
I can't associate myself with him.
I can't.
How many jerseys do you own?
Of Seahawks?
Sports.
Oh, my goodness. I can't.
Like, do you have your own special, like, wing of the house or something?
No, it's not
jerseys?
That bad.
I feel like you have a lot of jerseys.
I definitely have a few hockey jerseys of Devils. Then also, I'm not including, though, the hockey jerseys that I wear when I've played beer league.
Oh, of course.
Because those are just, like, they're in, like, a Tupperware because they're just not, even if, like, one of those big, like, Tupperware container things.
A bin.
Yeah.
Don't get so mad.
Tupperware's only for food.
Is it?
I think so.
No one calls them Tupperwares and they're like a big bin.
I call it like a storage bin.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. A container or a storage bin of jerseys because even though you wash them, they still got kind of a little bit of that beer league funk on them.
So if you open it, do you instantly get like hit in the face?
I'll bring it tomorrow and I'll just open it in all of your faces.
Just permeate this place.
Make you guys wish it wasn't a Tupperware.
Oh. Last night during the Monday Night Football game, there was an injury so gruesome that ESPN refused to show a replay of what happened. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Tom Petty.
Tupperware.
The Daily Migs.
Show.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And I don't know, were you guys watching any of the Monday Night Football last night?
Sure did.
I bet the men's room guys are going to be coming in very happy and possibly hungover because, man, the Baltimore Ravens looking pretty good as Lamar Jackson had five touchdown passes leading them to his victory, beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 41-31 for their fifth straight win. Although Tampa Bay, probably if you're a fan of that team, you're not in the best of spirits, not because they lost, but they've lost a couple of key players. Wide receiver Mike Evans got injured, and then Chris Godwin also got injured, and that one was so gnarly that ESPN's like, yeah, we're not even going to show you the replay. And it sounded like this.
Here's Godwin for a first down, and now he's... Oh, no. He can't get up.
And it looks like it was like a dislocated ankle or a break there as well. He's gonna need surgery, and he's going to miss the rest of the season. Oh. Heartbreaking because it was like right at the end of the game.
Yeah.
The score was already 41-31, and it was just one of those fluke things where one player like kind of landed on him, and it was gnarly because, of course, even though ESPN wouldn't show it, You put on social media, and it's everywhere.
There it is.
Yep. Thanks for showing it to me.
A man from Texas named Daniel was pulled over and given a citation for operating a vehicle that did not have license plates. But here's the thing. He was going for a test drive. So the vehicle was from a dealership, and apparently this has been an ongoing issue between dealers and law enforcement. Here is Daniel, the driver, talking about what happened.
When he stopped me, he asked for my driver's license, and he says, the reason why I stopped you is because you don't have a license plate in the back. And he said, this has been ongoing with these dealers, and we've been getting on these guys for doing that. In order for us to make them abide, we're going to start citing the customers. It does upset me that, you know, I'm in the middle of this feud.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, businesses do a lot of stupid things, but that seems like a really dumb way of trying to get people to stop doing that. That just seems so odd. And also, like, if it's a dealership car with no plates, that's a whole thing I can't wrap my head around.
Because they don't have even, like, a temporary plate yet, right?
I don't believe
that's
so.
That's only after you buy it.
But yeah, take that up with the dealership, not with the guy that's just going on a test drive. I would never think I need to have license plates on this vehicle if I'm going to check and see if I like the car. Odd. Danny, I know you love yourself some Starbucks. You got a couple new flavors that are coming out starting today. Are you a fan of the movie Wicked?
Well, it hasn't come out yet, but I am the fan of the play.
The
yes.
play, sorry. The movie is coming out, and yes. to coincide with Wicked, Starbucks have a brand new limited time drink, two of them inspired by the film, and it all starts today. You could get these drinks. They're based on the film's characters, Glinda the Good Witch, and then is it Elphaba?
Alphaba.
Alphaba?
Yeah.
Alphaba. Oh, that's
ugly.
The Wicked Witch?
The Wicked Witch.
Yeah, that's her name?
The Wicked Witch of the West, the green one.
I never
one.
Knew that.
Yeah.
Alphaba?
Alphaba.
But they spell it with an E.
Yeah.
All right.
How do you spell elf, Steve?
Elf. Alphaba.
Alphaba.
You sound like you're saying Alphaba.
No.
Are we going to get big? Is this like Squishmallow versus Squishmallow?
Well, anyways, get your damn drinks.
We're going to go get them.
One's pink for the good witch. One's green for the bad witch. Enjoy them. They got dragon fruit in them and other crap, too.
In. Let's go.
And they're available for a limited time. Hey, as far as weather, Kraken are playing tonight.
Let's go.
Big game, taking on the Colorado Avalanche. Our Kraken, this is weird. They're starting the season off playing well. They're 4-2. Usually around this time for the first few years, I would say, well, there's still at least 70-something games left in the season. But they're starting off really well.
Puck drops at 5:30. Is it 5:30?
I think it's later than that.
Maybe it is later than that.
I think it's a home game there. Yeah. I don't know. What kind of crazy questions are you asking us here?
It says 5:30.
What?
Wow.
Really?
Steve, what are you tonight?
Let's act like we're fans, guys.
The game's at 5:30 here in Seattle?
Did I stutter?
Hey, as far as weather, it's going to be 57 degrees, or is it not?
It is.
Okay, it's going to be cloudy?
It sure is.
That's the DMD brought to you by Alphaba, and that's what's up.
Brian Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
Did I stutter?
The Daily Mix Show.